Ryan Karakaburu oversees operations at Penn Air. He says on Monday morning the airline canceled flights to
Dutch, King Salmon, Dillingham, and the Pribilof.
There's also Sandpoint, which hasn't had air service since Thursday. Overall, Penn Air has completely shut down its Alaska operations. A representative for Grant Aviation says cancellations are also possible for their service to King Salmon. The problem is that Pavlov Volcano's ash cloud is being blown into the flight path between Anchorage and Southwest Alaska. It's not a threat to navigation, but as Karakaburu from Penn Air says,
well, it's very damaging to the engines if you ingest ash.
Planes won't fly again until the low-pressure system over the region lifts and the ash dissipates. Down on the ground, the Aleutian fishing port of Sandpoint has been getting the brunt of the ash fall for the past few days. The wind finally shifted Sunday, giving Sandpoint a break. But according to the Alaska Volcano Observatory, Pavlov hasn't let up at all. It's still shooting large jets of ash and steam. So the only difference is that now, the more northern villages of Nelson Lagoon and Port Moeller are in the line of fire instead. Merle Brandel lives in Nelson Lagoon. He says ash is falling there, mixed in with rain.
And I see the bottom of the windowsill outside there, so it's black, you know, it's a black ash, and it's real sticky.
Brandel says most people in Nelson Lagoon are trying to stay inside to avoid contact. They've stopped up on food and fuel, along with water. That last part has been a bit tricky. Brandel operates the village's water treatment plant, and he says he's stopped pumping fresh water into the storage tank since the eruption started to protect the supply. For now, Nelson Lagoon is getting by on reserves.
Hopefully, you know, within a week or 2 weeks or months or whatever, we can pop the tanks back off, you know, comfortably without putting any ash in our holding tanks.
If they're careful, Brandel says Nelson Lagoon should have enough water to last another 2 months of volcanic eruptions. By that time, though, he says he hopes life will have gotten back to normal. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.